Well, Easter Sunday is the week-long culmination of the week-long celebration of our passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. I really hope you had a blessed week of meditation and prayer and worship. There's so much to ponder when it comes to the cross, so much to ponder when it comes to the resurrection. The cross and resurrection of Jesus is for the glory of God, and it's the centerpiece of our faith. The cross is our redemption from sin, and the glory goes to Christ as the eternal Redeemer. The resurrection guarantees to us who believe the same resurrection glory that Jesus has, and life with God. And we've received the Holy Spirit that guarantees such a future. And so we come worshiping this morning with hearts filled with faith, hope, and love. You know, this year, the Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday series has been from the Gospel of John. And Palm Sunday, we looked at John 12, the anointing at Bethany and the triumphal entry, and we learned that we're to emulate Mary's devotion and surpass the multitude's acclamations. On Good Friday, we looked at part of John 12, where we learned about the glory of the cross according to Jesus, and we meditated on nine ways the cross is glorious. So please turn with me in your Bibles to John 20, and we'll look at the resurrection today. John 20, starting in verse 1 through verse 18. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they've laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloth.